Welcome to the Social Impactors Podcast. This podcast is all about impact. We work to highlight impactful individuals making positive social change in their communities. From coaches, authors, entrepreneurs, influencers, we tap into the minds of some of the most impactful people around the world to find out how they have built a life of creating impact. Now listen in and be ready to go on a journey of enlightenment, motivation, and awe. Social impact everywhere.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Social Impactors Podcast, a podcast where we highlight people making positive social change in their communities. And today we have Amy, and Amy and I have met on LinkedIn, and I thought she'd be an incredible fit for the show with everything that she's doing. But I'll let you talk about that. I'd like to first just say, you know, thank you for being on the show. And I'd love for you just to introduce yourself, you know, who you are, what you do, and why you believe you're a social impactor.
Okay, sounds good. No pressure there. I'm Amy Aitman, and I'm a co-founder at Change Creator. And we have a media platform for social entrepreneurs. So we help people redefine good business, is what we like to say. So we're helping not only push the narrative of what good business is, but we're helping people get there through mentorship in their pocket with our magazine app, and through, we have an online course right now called Captivate that we're doing a beta run for. So we help people with their storytelling for impact and create their impact founder stories. We also have a podcast ourselves, and we also have our website, and it's really exciting. It's really fun when you get to talk to the people that you're helping, not only scale and grow their impact businesses, but start them. There's a lot of passionate people out there that really want to start businesses, but don't know what to do. And you know, publications like Forbes, Entrepreneur, don't speak to the impact people. They don't speak to the, you know, this unique challenges that come when you are adding a mission to your business, and not even just adding a mission to your business, but when your business is your mission.
Yeah.
There's a huge differentiator there. So a lot of people can say they're doing something impactful or good, but to really make that all about what you do, and that's who we speak to. So me in a nutshell.
Yeah, no, that was amazing. And so I'm curious what made you start down this road of being a kind of a catalyst for social enterprise and storytelling. What was the reasoning for behind that?
Well, I wasn't the founder of Change Creator. Adam was the founder, and he was dealing with corporate burnout. He wanted to do something. He had two other businesses before this. He wanted something that was unique. And at the time, we're talking like 3 or 4 years ago, we didn't talk about social entrepreneurs in the mainstream like we do today. Mm. And it's still sort of like a club. And people tell us that too. It's very educational, scholarly. If you're not a part of some sort of social impact accelerator, it's really hard to access, to be in that inner circle. But we're kind of changing things out a bit. Mm. So Adam founded, he just thought, let's put out a magazine for people to highlight these amazing social entrepreneurs. The first person that he put on the cover was Jake Orak. He founded Ethnotech Bags. Mm. And I was an editor on that first edition. And I was like, these people are so cool. And one of the articles in that first edition was, what is a social entrepreneur? Mm. And I hadn't even heard of the term. Mm. I had my own business. I do content marketing and content strategies for clients. And I had never heard of the term, nor had I considered having impact as your business, but a light bulb went off in my head reading these articles and being like, wait, business can be a tool for social good. We don't have to rely on politicians or somebody else. We can make money and we can change the world. It was just such a huge revelation for me. And I was like, if I'm going to use my skills, my content marketing and my content strategy skills for good, I might as well be helping, you know, shift the world. Mm. And just, I mean, the fact that we could help people grow and scale these businesses that are solving social problems, that are solving the world's problems, mm, means a lot, because I don't have to, one, get out there and have 100 million social impact companies. our audiences are the ones that are doing that. And to be able to, like to say, you know, somebody out there could have this amazing idea that could revolutionize the environment, let's say, could fix, there's so many dire problems with the environment. And if they don't have that business acumen, that help in the beginning, that mentorship, that idea might not ever come into fruition. So that's kind of what motivates me to keep going. And yeah, and that's how I got started. It was just really, I love what Adam was doing. He tried to get me on as co-founder for quite a while. And I was like, this is a nice project. I love what you guys are doing, but let's wait and see. And then he played for me the interview from Bustle, which is, you know, not in a social impact company. If you know who Bustle is, they're a huge media company.
Okay,
and potential. Bustle's a huge media company. They raised, I think it was like $31 million in one of their rounds. They have millions and millions of views. It's like content strategy media company on steroids. And they're very well known if you're a woman if you're in their target audience. So he interviewed the founder and the content strategist for Bustle, and I saw the potential in what we could do as a media outlet and as a platform, and how we could do more than just educate people, but we could really become something significant and reach millions of people. And that's what I wanted to do. If I was going to put my energy and time into something, I want it to be significant, significant impact. And I also, there was nobody out there doing what we're doing now. There still really isn't. We have some competitors, and we like to say our competitors are our friends, because we seem to always find a way to work with them, which is amazing. Anyone that we've had that we found doing any kind of research, we get them to hop on board some sort of initiative. So that's really exciting. But nobody out there with the vision and the goals to do what we want to do as a social impact media company.
Yeah,
exciting.
That's really exciting. Yeah, and it's funny too, because there's always a misconception on competition. Yeah, I love competition. I think it's an incredible thing. It actually brings the space to a better place anyways, right? So when you're working with companies, and competition is important because they bring different outlets, different opportunities, right? And so you're working with these companies, but you're building the social impact space altogether. So that's an incredible thing.
I think so, yeah. And I love that you said that, because the more social impact media companies are popping up, or anyone along ethical mission-based companies are popping up, that means we're on to something, that there's trends that are going upward. And the data for a long time has said people are more socially aware, socially conscious, but we're finding that it's just starting to be more on the mainstream, that the data is starting to catch up now. So that's one of the good signs of the industry growth, is that people are doing this. We're not the only ones anymore.
Yeah. No, 100%. I've noticed it too. But let's jump into the first official question, and it's about community. So how are you making a positive impact in your community? Whether that's online or local, it doesn't really matter. What does that positive impact look like?
Well, we are an online community. We are global. I mean, most of our audience is in the U.S. And then I would say other countries like Japan and South Africa and Mexico are, you know, we are in over 160 countries worldwide, just through the magazine, because it's a digital asset. But we really, this year, have been working one-on-one with our community members, with our audience, because one, it's the best way to know what kind of products you can develop, and two, that's the people that are going to, you know, sell and grow our mission and our brand. So we really built a nice little community on our Facebook group. We also have, we call them our 1% club, the people that read every email, the people that subscribe to the magazine, people that listen to every podcast, take our courses. We have a handful of people like that, and they're our ambassadors, and we love them, and we talk to them individually as much as we can. We ask them questions. We develop content specifically for them. And they're the ones that are having the biggest impact. So we've helped people like literally change their life. So quit corporate jobs that weren't meaningful to them, decide to travel across the world for an opportunity. The stories continue, and that's great. That's a byproduct of what we do as a platform. So I hope that answered your question.
Yeah, no, 100%. And so that was about the work you're doing in the magazine. But what about you? What about you?
Individually?
Mm-hmm.
Impact. That's good, because I always think of it being a team.
That's why I ask it.
Yeah, founders, right?
There's always something you're doing too.
One of the biggest things I do for Change Creator is try to create, I'm content director, and content marketing is in my blood, and you know, that's what I do. But I try to create content that speaks to the one or two people that I know is always reading things. Mm. So I really, one of the things I love doing is writing emails to our audience. Mm. And I really do speak directly to this one person that isn't, I know it's called persona, but it's really someone that I'm really speaking to and that I know that I'm helping. And Muhammad Yunus, we interviewed him last year, put him on the cover, Dr. Muhammad Yunus, Nobel Peace Prize winner. He said, if you can create a solution for one or two people, that's how you scale. Mm. First, you create the solution for two people, then you scale it. So individually, for my impact, I really just think about helping one person at a time. Mm. So we also have contributors. I help the contributors with their writing, with their communication, with their storytelling. So as my own personal mission, that's really what I love to do, is help people, you know, clarify their story and help them communicate better and, you know, find their mission. And Adam and me are the same way. We're both very accessible. Mm. We're really busy. We have a lot going on. We produce a lot of content. We speak to a lot of people, but when it comes to our audience, we always have time.
Mm.
So,
No, that's really good. It's good to be individualized in that sense too. And that's a really good segue into the next question, because it's about business. And so okay. This is where the business comes in, but it's, do you believe social impact is an important part of business?
We believe that it is the only way to do business. So we believe that the term social entrepreneur shouldn't even be a term. Mm. And we're actually going away from using that term. I still do, because, I mean, in the circle, people know what I'm talking about.
Mm.
But we're saying all business has to be a force for good in some way,
mm-hmm.
or it shouldn't exist. So one, it's better for your customers,
mm-hmm.
it's better for your marketing. People, mm-hmm. you know, we've known that for ages. But if you're not solving some sort of social problem or creating a solution, we say you shouldn't be in business. It can't just be about profit anymore. Mm-hmm. The world's problems are huge.
Mm-hmm.
We have, business can be a force for social change. And I'm not saying that everybody, I think everyone can change their business to have some sort of corporate or social responsibility aspect to it. So I don't think that's a big ask. And that's part of our narrative in Change Creator is we're redefining what good business is
mm.
and what good business looks like, you know? And a lot of people are slapping on that name, impact and mission. You know, it's a real marketing trend right now, but
yeah, it's a buzzword. Saying,
it is, it's a buzzword. But we're looking at, like, let's peel back that layer and what is good business?
And that's not always a bad thing, though, right? It's not a bad mm-hmm. thing that impacts a buzzword, because if it's a buzzword, that means, like we're saying, that people are doing it, right?
Right.
People think that, oh, you know, if I attach impact to my business, I'll be doing something. But in the long run, once they've attached it, people start to see through that, right? So that only lasts so long, that facade, and then they either have to change, they adapt or die.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I wanted to add one thing, because there's this incredible online magazine too, and they're called The Brew, and they're from the States, but they did this little article, and I won't say the company because I don't want to make anyone mad, but we'll just say this giant dinosaur company, we'll say that. And they're falling apart, Their stock has dipped 50% in the past couple of months. They're scrambling to make money. They're selling off businesses. They're this giant industrial conglomerate. And 5 years ago, I knew this would happen because they're a dinosaur and their entire company is based off of quarterly earnings. That's it. That is it. Quarterly earnings, right? And they buy companies and destroy them on purpose because then they sell them and they make a little bit off the top. And that's all they care about. But now they're seeing the long-term effects of running a company like that, right? For a while it worked, but now because they have no impact and because they're not socially driven, they're falling apart and they're trying to scramble to get there. I don't think they'll make it. And I'm not going to say that company is. People can find out if they want, but it was so funny to see because 5 years ago I saw this happening, right? And now companies that are socially driven are succeeding and being, you know, the international standard, which makes me happy.
Yeah, not only are companies that are socially driven succeeding, they're taking over companies that aren't, that only have profit. And a lot is to do with customers. People are going to pay more for a company that they know is ethical, that they know is paying a fair wage, that they know is doing something for our environment or social causes or all of that. Mm-hmm. And I think that we, as a society, we have a huge, huge say with our buying power. And people and ethical companies, and there's a lot of ways to have ethical parts of your company, how you treat your employees, how you, like I said, pay wages. So it's not only one thing to do. And it's not only, people say, you know, we think about a social enterprise and they always talk about like Tom's shoes, like the buy one, give one. That's only one model. Yeah. There's thousands of ways to have an ethical company, to have a good social impact company.
Yeah.
And there's always a way that you can have impact in your company and do good, and it only helps your bottom line, your profitability. Yeah. So I don't know why people wouldn't.
It's true though. There's this incredible company, and I interviewed them for the podcast too, and they're called Wise Monkey, and they're from British Columbia, but they found a way to basically have grown all year round, and they're now employing people that normally would have 3 months of work in third world countries all year. Like that's a social impact model, right? And it's something new. But you're right, there are a multitude of ways to make social impact, whether that's, you know, using data, whether that's doing a physical product, whether that's doing the Tom's, you know, sell one buy one kind of thing. That it's amazing. It's an amazing space because there's so many different ways to make social impact.
And let's face it, like the systems of our world are changing because we have technology is changing things, but also social impact is changing things too.
Yeah.
There is a shift. People are tired of waiting around for governments to do something. I mean, we hear all the reports on the environment as just one example. Yeah. It's getting pretty bad. And if we wait for governments around the world to make changes, things won't happen.
Yeah. That's the problem with politics. It's slow, slow moving ship. Right. It serves a purpose. But I mean, I've had my fair share of getting into politics, and I just find it slow and cumbersome. But I think there's ways to work all together. I think social impact is filling holes that were there before. And then we're all going to push forward. But you're right. We need there's definitely a shift in power in that sense of doing the right thing. Which is nice because it's setting a precedent. Right now, governments are saying, shoot, we need to. It sets a precedent for everyone.
And corporations, I think like corporations have to rethink how they're structuring their companies. They have to rethink how they're paying employees, and technology has a lot to do with it. It's very disruptive. And it's fun. It's a fun time to be alive and to be in the space.
Yeah, I agree. So let's jump into the last question.
Okay.
And it's you again, you specifically, but it's what's your advice for others to begin making a positive impact or positive social impact in their communities?
My advice for others who want to make a positive social impact is do that inner work. Think about what motivates you. Think about the things that you are passionate for. You might be an environmentalist, but you might not be. I mean, there might be something that's closer to your heart. I love helping women in business. Women don't get funded as much. Women-led companies are very more successful. I also love representation. I know in our magazine, we make sure that we have an equal ratio of women to men to all ethnicities, because that is really important for me. So find something that you are really passionate about and just like start doing something. Don't wait for somebody else to give you an opportunity. A lot of people come to us and they are full of passion. They're full of, they have full of skills, but they're just afraid to start something. They're afraid to take on a first client or to sell, to create something. They're afraid to do something, but I say, you know, just start something, start creating something, start a blog, start something, and you'll see things will come of that. But yeah, get something that's close to your heart.
I like that expression, find your inner work. I like that
inner work is so important. It's not sexy, it's not fun, but it's something that we all need to think about. And we're working on in our Captivate course, that's our module this week, is to ask those why questions and to do that inner work, because you know, motivation doesn't just come. And if you're going to build anything of significance, it's going to be exhausting. It's going to take a lot of effort. It's going to take a lot of time. But what differentiates from burnout to actually creating something is that passion and that mission. If you have a mission, you have a purpose that you really believe in and that you really care about, you'll find the energy. You'll make the time. You'll dig deeper when you need to. You'll be on that trip to New York City last minute, or to, you know, you'll do all the things that you have to do to make it happen, because that's the mission that you keep driving and you keep remembering, and that's where that motivation will come from. So, and that's how you can, you know, avoid burnout, which happens a lot with entrepreneurs
all the time. Amy, I want to thank you so much for being on the podcast. I think that sets a really good tone. And I'd love for you just to plug what the website is for your magazine. If you want to do that now, I'll put it in the comments too.
Okay. So you can just join me on changecreator.com. It's really easy. There you can find out information about our magazine app, our podcast, where we've interviewed people like Seth Godin, who's an amazing rock star, and Dr. Muhammad Yunus. So come check us out.
Awesome. Again, thank you, Amy, so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. This has been so much fun.